Italy has an unusual new immigration policy. It's deporting asylum seekers to neighboring Albania. That country has agreed to process them. The first batch of migrants arrived there this month. But as Willem Marx reports, it hasn't gone exactly as planned.
In the warm mid-October sunshine, several figures filmed from afar entered a large holding center in the Albanian port of Shengjin. The men came from Bangladesh and Egypt and had been picked up several days earlier in the central Mediterranean. A handful of Albanian protesters held banners that called this offshoring of Italy's immigration policy the end of the European dream. For more than a decade, the European Union struggled to confront soaring migration from less developed nations, with Italy seeing tens of thousands arrive each year across the treacherous waters south of Sicily. A promise to tackle this challenge helped elect Italy's right-wing Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni. The dozen migrants that arrived in Albania last week were returned to Italy within days after a court order found their countries of origin, Egypt and Bangladesh, could not be considered safe. Since then, Meloni's government sought to override that ruling with an updated law, and so more migrants could soon be housed here in an old airbase at the edge of a remote Albanian village we visited called Jada.
And as we weave our way through several backcountry roads amid some tumble-down vineyards and a few farm buildings, we come across a pretty striking sight, a very tall metal fence with several Italian police officers standing at the gatehouses.
Once out of the car, I start talking to one of them.
Salve, buongiorno.
So one of the guards outside these huge metal fences at the Jada camp has just been explaining to me they don't know how long they're going to be here. He's come from Lampedusa, an island just south of Sicily, where a lot of migrant arrivals from North Africa typically reach. And of course, many of them will be diverted if the Italian government gets its way to this camp.
For some locals, the camp's creation represents an economic blessing, but also a moral quandary. The village saw development, says village head Alexander Preka, but people became pessimistic and stressed when they saw the camp fenced with an 8-meter-high barrier. Preka is also a restaurant owner in Jada and says his community considered the new jobs and new customers tied to the camp a privilege, though many were concerned that migrants would be forcibly detained. Let them come, get registered, have their data collected, and then let them be free too, he says. Some will work, some will leave, because this is what a united Europe is about. People with hands and eyes seek bread, seek work, seek well-being, so it's not good to fence them in like that. For community rights activist Arilda Lieshi, who I met back at a cafe in the capital Tirana, even those financial benefits are debatable.
Some people are seeing it as a temporary boost in the economy there because they've opened some jobs and the real estate prices have gone up. I see that as very problematic for the economy as well. I don't want us to become this project-based economy where European countries bring their refugee camps.
Italy's partnership with Albania may start to operate very soon, but whether it actually works in the long run remains an open question, and many other European countries will watch very closely for an answer. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx in Jadar, Albania.